What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you today, my friends. Brian.
Da 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 da. Your turn.
News. Monday, March 21st, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the Apple event where they're going to be talking about the rumored smaller iPhone, smaller iPad Pro, that whole thing. At that time, I will be live streaming with Andrew Zarian on the GFQ network, gfqlive.tv. So if you want to hear us talk about the event as the event is actually happening, make sure to tune in. I'll put a link down in the description. You won't remember this on Monday, so I wasted my time is what I just did. In 2011, Twitter bought TweetDeck, so then Twitter could have TweetDeck and all of TweetDeck's feature.
TweetDeck.
Now, they are shutting it down officially. April 15th, they're going to be shutting it down, at least the Windows app. And instead, if you want to use TweetDeck on Windows, you will have to rely on the web app version. That's what they encourage you to do. They're going to continue to support the web app version, just no longer the Windows app. So you won't be able to log in anymore starting April 15th from your Windows app for TweetDeck. And now you can't even download it off of TweetDeck's website. So there's the information. I don't use TweetDeck because I'm a peasant. So
peasant.
And another Twitter story would be the fact that the algorithmic timeline is now there by default. So before you could be like, yeah, sure, I want this, I'll try it. Now it's no longer that. It is there by default. If you want the chronological view, though, you can still get it. You just have to actually enable the option to have your tweets shown.
Yeah, that's right. F*** you, Al Gore.
See, I wanted to bring you in on the story.
Do you regret it?
Uh-huh.
F*** you, too.
And another Twitter story would be that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey went on to the Today Show and laid some rumors to rest, so to speak. So we reported on the show that Twitter was thinking from going from 140 character limit to a 10,000 character limit, which is what they have currently in DMs, and we all said it'd be a terrible f***ing idea. That is the opposite
Twitter.
Of what you want on Twitter. Twitter is supposed to be the opposite of Facebook. And now, algorithmic view, and then you increase the character limit, and then it's just Facebook. Instead, he said, we're not going to do that. There's no character limit. It's a good constraint for us. It's staying. 140 characters. So he made it seem like it was never a thing, but it was totally a thing. And then the whole internet erupted, and then he was probably like, oh, okay. The next bit, Robin, the phone that's in the cloud phone?
Yes, John, it is confirmed the phone is a cloud.
That's what I thought, but everything on the phone goes to the cloud, right?
Yep.
That's the thing about the next bit, Robin?
Yep.
We're correct?
Correct.
We're good? Okay. Well, there was obviously a GSM version and a CDMA version, the CDMA for Verizon and Sprint, and now Nextbit has decided, the CDMA version is actually way too expensive. On Verizon's network, they can't afford to make the phones and support the CDMA version, so they decided we're not going to do that. But people already bought the CDMA version, Brian. So they're going to issue refunds and give everyone that bought the CDMA version 25% off the GSM version. It's too expensive to make.
No one cares.
I don't think anyone does, actually.
No.
Okay, moving on. There is some news about. Tim, what was Ben John new news?
I love
news that is new. There's new about T-Mobile's Binge On. If you aren't aware of Binge On or have no idea what it is, I'm going to link you to an FPT now that we did. Down in the description below, it will explain Binge On and how it works in its entirety. So hopefully you're caught up. I'm going to assume that from this point forward. Okay. So first up, there are some new video providers that are going to be part of Binge On. So says John Ledger. He said Discovery Go is part of this. Red Bull TV, what is that? What's Red Bull TV, Brian? What is it?
Bullfighting.
You just watch people drink Red Bull? Is that it?
Excellent.
Also, Fox Business and YouTube. YouTube's now a part of Binge On, so now watching any of those will no longer count against your data when you're on T-Mobile's network. But what about throttling? Even if you aren't part of Binge On, there's throttling going on, and we've talked about that as well because it questions net neutrality a whole lot. So if you're a video provider and you don't want to be part of Binge On, you haven't agreed to work with T-Mobile on this, but your video is still being throttled, is that fair to you? No. The FCC has said it's not fair. T-Mobile thinks it's fair, but now they have to play by the rules, and now video providers themselves can choose to opt out of Binge On and the throttling entirely. So if they want their videos to come in through T-Mobile's network in full quality, it will. Good job, T-Mobile. Choice, welcome to the future. Welcome to net neutrality. Should have been playing along in the first place. What are you doing? Why are you making these noises with your thing? What is that?
That cat's annoying me. Okay, stop.
There is a cat on Brian. I have a kitty cat. Would you like to say anything to them? Go ahead and say it in the mic. So that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Before we go, I want to let you know that we have a community Discord server. We really haven't told you guys about it, but frontpagetech.net/discord is how you can go there. You can talk with us as well as other members in the community. It's fun. Go there now or whenever you feel like it. Also,
now. Do it now.
You can also follow us on Twitter. Bam, right there at frontpagetech. And that's it. Should we do anything else? I think we should go. I think it's time to go.
Yeah.
We can roll credits and go get food.
That's a good idea.
Food is good.
Food is delicious.
Food, yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.